I thought I had made available more to this story than I have here, but apparently whatever I did, I didn't do.
Oh.
But I'll still throw it out there anyway.
Okay, please.
7:22 is the time on WSUW with Charlie and Denise and Pat. Mike is in the newsroom for Denise. I heard this story this morning, too, in a news report. So did you hear, this is last week. It says in U.S. District Court, Seattle's public schools filed a lawsuit against major social media companies like TikTok and Facebook, claiming that they are contributing to mental health crisis among students. Says here, Google, Meta,
yeah,
and TikTok are all named as defenders in the suits. The suit says that, the social media sites are contributing to anxiety, depression, cyberbullying, which is forcing schools to spend more money on more resources and mental health professionals than they normally would not have to spend. That was my reaction. Like I said, there's more stuff on this. I thought I had it here, unless you're finding something.
Aren't online companies already, they're protected, aren't they, from this? Is it like Section 2 something, or I forget what it is, but I thought they were. I thought that they were protected from some type of liability that comes through this. I don't know.
I'd have to look more into it. But into just this.
That's why it's so hard to sue them for things like this, what Seattle Public Schools
trying to do. I mean, I don't think anyone would. Well, I shouldn't say that. I would say, in my opinion, I would not doubt that there is probably a contributing factor for some who do find themselves in a situation where, because of what they face on social media, has caused them some mental health concerns. Of course, I'm sure that these companies could come back and say, yeah, but a lot of other kids have used it. You know, it's the old...
Yeah, yeah, right.
And not everyone, it doesn't happen to everybody. That wouldn't... happens to my kid, so it's important. It doesn't happen to my, you know.
Yeah, right.
And it's the ongoing conversation of as many good things that we can find in social media. There's a lot of...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, so, but now, the lawsuit was just filed.
Yeah.
Don't know where it's going to go, but it'd be interesting to see if this had any kind of legal discussions that could actually get into any kind of court case, I guess. I mean, what would the could they claim First Amendment?
Yeah, they could. By the way, I did find an AP story here. I saw it says while federal law Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act helps protect online companies from liability arising from what third party users post on their platforms, the lawsuit argues that provision does not protect the tech giant's behavior in this case.
Ah, okay.
They're trying to say that does not pertain. So that's their little angle on this one here from Seattle.
Thank you for finding it, because I think that's what I was missing here was a response that might have come forth.
Yep.
Doesn't say anything about when the next action might be. I mean, a lawsuit's filed. I mean, is this, I wonder when, what happens now? How long would it take for this?
Do you think somebody joins the Seattle Public Schools?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is just Seattle Public Schools.
Right.
Good. Well, stay tuned, folks. We bring it to your attention because it's getting attention. I don't know. And certainly one that I'm sure will garner lots of opinion, no question. And I'm sure in support as well as in opposition.